Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
And Ben, we're now joined by the people behind our amazing feature album this week on Triple J, Hi Viz, the Aussie electronic dance pioneers. It's Kim and Julian from The Presets. Good morning.
G'day.
Good morning, guys.
So it's been 6 years since your last record?
Yeah, it has.
What's
yeah.
been going on since then?
We've been making this next record.
Yeah, making this one. Touring a bit of that one and making most of this one.
Have you had not enough songs for the record or too many songs for the record to release it sooner?
We definitely had too many. I think by the end of 2016, we sort of stopped working on any new material and just looked at what we had and went, okay, how do we make a record out of this?
Yeah.
Like, let's get rid of all the sad songs and just finish all the happy songs.
Mm. Yeah, because I mean, listening to it, it's just jam-packed full of like party tracks. Was that in mind when you were kind of curating it? There's only 13 on there, but they all seem like party starters.
Oh yeah, we wanted to make a record that sort of felt like, I guess, or felt like our live show, or a record that felt like a house party.
Yeah. Okay,
or like just a party mixtape you put on at a house party, you know, and And yeah, hopefully that's the vibe we've got.
You mentioned that you culled a lot of the sad songs early days.
Yeah,
this record is called High Viz. Is there room for another album after this called Low Viz? And it's just all the down tempo kind of songs?
Or No Viz.
No Viz.
No Vision.
Or Sad Boys.
Sad Boys.
Sad Boys would work.
With a Z. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought that was a good idea about a year ago. But then we went through the whole process of finishing all the tracks for High Viz. And
yeah.
You know, they're very different beasts to what they were when we kind of culled them. So
yep.
I'm not sure what the other material really sounds like. I haven't listened to it in a while, but if it's any good, then we may well finish some.
Nice.
We're still too scared to go back.
to open
those folders again.
Do you ever like open something and just go, Christ, like what happened there? What were we thinking?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Every day,
like the bathroom door.
Every album for us is like a little picture of our lives at that point. And it's almost like going back and when you listen to old music and looking at old photos of yourself, it's like, oh God, what was I wearing? What was I thinking?
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? And you know, it's always good. It's never embarrassing, but it does sort of take you back.
Mm.
On Triple J, we're currently speaking to Julian and Kim, The Presets.
And can we just say we love the album. Listening to it, for me, one of the songs stood out. It was this one. I like to listen
to Beethoven. Beethoven, I suppose the question is, do you?
Yeah, we do. I guess we do.
I mean, you kind of, Beethoven's kind of ubiquitous, isn't it? Like everyone knows the start to Beethoven's Fifth, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, sing it to me.
I would not be able to sing you the Fifth.
What about you? Come on, Jules. Surely you know it.
It's the knocking on the... No, it's the knocking on the door. The dun-dun-dun-dun.
There you go. You did know.
Everyone likes to listen to Beethoven.
And, I mean, you both studied as well at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. So does your classical background, I'm sure you've been asked this question like a million times, but does it come in handy when you are making just party records?
It can be a bit of a hindrance, in a sense that like you tend to overcomplicate things maybe.
Mm.
I mean, we've spent our whole Presets career trying to dumb stuff down to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
So you can feel it and it's not like a real cerebral exercise. But yeah, I mean, it does come in handy when you need to arrange a horn section and you need to know like what a bass clef is.
Yeah.
But the thing, I mean, we learned a lot at university, but we also learned a lot going to nightclubs and listening to basement jacks.
I mean, what the Presets are saying here is universities, who needs them? Nightclubs, you can essentially just learn the same amount.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
Or just allow yourself to learn wherever you are.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, that's probably better.
Yeah,
better message.
Kids, okay, kids.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.